John, I want you to imagine that you're a bee.
Just yesterday, you know, the farm manager.
Would I talk like that?
No, you wouldn't talk like that. But just imagine, listen to that sound, right? You'd be in the middle of this swarm of bees. It'd be crowded. You'd be slammed in there next to your sisters.
Can't see you, Dora. There's a lot of women around here.
There's a lot of women, right? Hard-working women on a mission to pollinate every tree, every bush, and every plant in sight. And then imagine this.
They're gone.
Silence. Your sisters have vanished without a trace. And it's scary for the bee. You, and scarier for farmers trying to grow our food, and scarier for billions of dollars worth of crops that are supposed to hit the marketplace.
That need to be pollinated by the bees.
That need to be pollinated in order to grow. Dennis Van Eagelsdorp has been hot on the trail of trying to figure out what happened to those bees. And Dennis, welcome. Are you any closer to figuring out the story here?
Well, we've been working on this for about a year and a half, and I don't have one smoking gun. We have some leads. We sort of think that there's the equivalent of a bee flu finishing off colonies. In the first instance, we thought it was Israeli acute paralysis virus that didn't come from Israel. It was just named after someone who found it in Israel. Now we think it's probably just more generic flus. The question is we don't think it's the cause, but maybe the consequence. So the question is what's breaking down the immune system of the bees, allowing this bee flu.
And that's something that you, Dennis Van Eagelsdorp, who is the Pennsylvania acting state beekeeper, is trying to figure out along with other experts at the annual Heartland Apiculture, and I said that right, Apiculture Society Conference, to figure out the problem here. And as you've said, this has been referred to as the colony collapse disorder, right? And there are theories all over the place, and you're talking about really a kind of AIDS for bees potentially, right? That virus.
Well, that's right. We don't actually think the virus is the cause. So, like, AIDS causes disease. We think this virus is the consequence. And so how we're analyzing it now is we're trying to see what factors combine. So you know how we get a heart attack? Well, it's not just from drinking or smoking or eating unwell. It's a combination of factors. So now what we're doing is we've analyzed this huge set, and we're trying to figure out which combination of factors can predispose the bees to get the flu. What's breaking down their immune system, basically?
You basically refer to this as just imagine losing one out of every cow in the United States. And the race to find out what's going on is because of the valuable pollinating, the critical pollinating that bees do. And in the absence of these bees, nearly half of the honeybees gone seemingly every year, how are farmers coping?
Well, it's actually beekeepers are really quickly able to replace dead out colonies. So if you have one remaining strong colony, beekeepers are able to split that in half and introduce a queen. Of course, that costs them a lot of money. And so they're able still to keep the numbers of bees up, but they're losing a lot of money. And we're really worried about these very large beekeepers that move their bees up and down the coast from Maine to California to pollinate crops, that they're going to go out of business because they're going to go bankrupt because they can't absorb these 50% losses year after year.
Are we feeling the effect right now in the marketplace? My last question.
Well, I can't really answer that directly. I know that the price of pollination has gone up significantly. So, say 3 years ago, an apple farmer would be paying $45. Now he's paying $75.
Wow.
In almonds, they're paying $65, and now they're paying over $150.
Dennis Van Eagelsdorp, thanks for that update on the bees. We wish you luck today at the. You are the keynote speaker at the Heartland Apiculture Society's conference today, and we wish you luck.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Good luck to the bees, and keep your responses coming to anything you heard on today's show. Hollywood and the U.S. military, how the disappearance of bees could mean no more ice cream for you.
Oh, absolutely. And here's the takeaway for today. Oh, we don't have a takeaway for today. We can come up with one, though, John.
Well, earlier we talked with Caleb Ben Davis from the Jerusalem Post about the missiles that Iran tested this morning. Those missiles could reach Israel, but one of you thought it wouldn't get that far.
Yes, my name is Saeed. Regarding of your guest from Jerusalem, is he out of his mind? I'm Iranian, and I doubt that Iranian will ever use nuke. Reason behind it, if you nuke Israel, you're going to have the clod of that nuke damage the Hezbollah and Hamas.
Rich called us and said he would like to have dinner with Gloria Arroyo of the Philippines. Dana called us and said she wants to have dinner with Hugo Chavez. That was your choice, I believe.
Well, actually, yes, because yeah. I think it'd be a fascinating dinner guest.
Good food.
What
and
about you?
Probably me.
Quick.
You know, Abraham Lincoln. I'm John Hockenberry.
That can't. It's impossible.
I know.